Imagine defying the odds and making six figures with an audience of less than 10,000 subscribers. Yes, I have done it, and I'm here to tell you what I really did in order to do that. Everyone thinks that you have to have over 100,000 subscribers or even followers on Instagram to actually make an amazing full-time income, and I'm here to tell you that that is not the truth. You do not have to go viral to make a lot of money with your business, and I am here to tell you exactly how I did it. And if I had to start over again, I would do those things the exact same way. Let's get into it. So when I first started creating content, I was living in Brooklyn. I live in Dallas, Texas now, in my dream apartment. But I lived in Brooklyn in a tiny apartment with my now fiance, and I would convince him of this whole online business empire that I wanted to create. And I knew that the first way to get that started would be to, first of all, get visible and start growing an audience. I'm so glad that I started growing an audience, because now I still have people that found me along that journey and are still in my audience today. The first thing that I did was I started doing what I was good at the time. At the time, I loved beauty. I love fashion. I love clothing. And I started documenting my journey, whether it was on Blogspot, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was on WordPress.com. I had all of the sites, and honestly, some of them are still out there. And not a great site. You don't want to see what those things look like. However, I'm so glad that I got started then, because I learned so much along the way. When I first got started, I didn't know what I was doing. I was sewing and selling clothing and designing and blogging about my interests. And of course, back in those days, blogging was so much easier than it is today. Running an online business has become a full-blown thing now. But back in those days, only a few people were running full-blown online businesses. I mean, that's probably like the Jeff Walkers and the people who have been on the internet forever. But for me, I was just getting started out, and I just honestly had a dollar and a dream. Speaking of a dollar, I did not have a lot of money. I remember spending the last, I think it was $297 or $197 on a course that Maddie James had. I can't even remember the name of it now, but I remember thinking that in that moment, that $200 would completely change my life. And little did I know, it was the beginning of investing. It was the beginning of me pouring into myself. And I'm so grateful that I did. I still follow Maddie today. She's absolutely amazing. And I think I've shared this story with her as well. But let me tell you, when I made that investment, I was so proud of myself. And I love that I invested there and then, even though it was a small sum of money, because now I spend tens of thousands of dollars on, you know, coaching and masterminds. And over the time frame, I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on mentorship and courses and so many things just to keep bettering myself along the journey. I started investing in myself, and that's one of the first things that I did, even when I didn't have the money. So even though I didn't fully believe in myself at that time, I still decided to pour into my dreams. Honestly, I never thought that my dreams would come true. And I'm not saying that I'm where I want to be right now, but man, I know that that girl in that tiny ass Brooklyn apartment is now like, whoa, what the hell did you do? What have you done? Like, oh my gosh, Zay. Like, I can't even think about like what she would think if she saw me where I am today. And that makes me excited for myself today, seeing myself in the next 5 to 10 years. So as much as I invested money, I had to invest time. And I spoke about being visible earlier, but I started YouTube. Now, I honestly started my first YouTube channel years ago. In that time, it was the era of the beauty channels. It was the hair, the natural hair movement. I had locks at the time. I started a channel like way early. I want to say maybe between 2009 and 2012. Somewhere there, I started a YouTube channel. And I recorded my first video, and it was so bad that I ended up feeling so embarrassed and completely deleting it. What I was feeling embarrassed about was how I was presenting myself on camera. I was really embarrassed because I felt like, who the heck am I to even decide? Like, I want to be a YouTuber, like little old me. Like, you know, who is I to be putting videos out there on the internet? I'm so glad that I broke out of that mindset, because I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. I'm grateful that I left that behind, and it took a lot of internal work to leave that mindset behind. Anyway, I started that YouTube channel and I deleted that video. And years later, in 2015, I started a new YouTube channel. I started in the beauty space, creating beauty content again. And by this time, the beauty industry was booming. Okay, I was creating natural hair content, I was creating lock content, and I made a really big mistake, but it's not a mistake, it was a learning lesson, to be really honest. So here's what I did. I created that channel, I started to grow, I started to get more confident on camera, my personality was out of this world because I bounce off the walls at home. And I learned to be myself on camera, I learned to just share things I loved and share things I was interested in, and I loved all of that for myself. But I started to realize that I was creating a channel based on something that I didn't want to continue on with. Like, I didn't see myself really being a beauty blogger, and I felt like, ooh, insecurities. I felt like in that moment, I didn't have the money to actually continue creating content as a beauty blogger. At that time, I was still a babysitter in New York City, and I was cleaning houses, and I was doing things that I had to do in order to make money because I knew I wanted to build my business. But the thing is that I was creating content around beauty. I couldn't afford all of the expensive makeup palettes and things that everyone else was buying because I had limited funds. I realized, hey, Zay, I don't want to be a beauty blogger in this moment. And I was more known for being a natural hair blogger. And for me, I didn't want to be a hairstylist. I didn't want to be a lock stylist. I didn't want to be a loctician. So I realized that I had to pivot. I had to shift my channel or burn everything down and start from scratch. And it's funny because on my old channel, I could see where I was battling. Should I be this techie person who loves software and cameras and lights and being on camera and teaching others to be on camera? Or should I just follow the beauty route? And for a time, I tried to do both of them, but that did not work. So eventually I had to burn everything down to the ground and start over all of my socials and start positioning myself as someone who helped other people get confident on camera and just start building a personal brand. I actually spent time crafting my skills, learning how to get on camera, learning how to get ready to get on camera, to get glam to get on camera, and also just being myself in an industry where personality was key. After I started over my channel and I started really getting into cameras and lights and, you know, how to speak on camera, how to position myself, how to present myself on camera, I really started getting into video coaching and I started gaining traction from there. I was great at going live. I was great at teaching others how to go live, how to get on camera. And then I fell into online courses. Most of my family were either entrepreneurs or in the education space. And so guess what? I'm a hybrid of all of that, right? So I definitely had something teachy about me, and I was able to easily understand curriculum building. And I started studying and honing my skills based on online courses. And then I was able to put those two things together and grow a personal brand based on helping online course creators, online business owners, consultants get on camera, be completely confident and kill it. Now, because I knew what my business and my offer was, I created content around all of that. So even as I grew, and even now I'm like at 12,000 something subscribers on YouTube, I don't have a large audience, but I've been able to position myself as the person that you should go to when you're looking for someone to help you get on camera, to sell your courses or to create your online course videos or to build a full online course experience. I ended up like having so many amazing opportunities, and I shared that in a video on my channel based on personal branding. We'll pop that somewhere here because, you know, Rio is the one that edits the video. So hey, Rio, you gotta pop that somewhere here. The cool thing is I was able to work with people that I had only ever dreamed of, like people that I would look at in the online space and be like, Oh my gosh. I was able to do that. I still can't believe it to this day. I still can't believe the brand I was able to build to this day. But as I grew and I priced my services specifically, which I share in my video clarity guide, we're gonna drop that guide down below in the description box. I'll make sure it's the first thing that you see so that you get access to how I priced myself to hit six figures with a small audience by getting on camera. You don't wanna miss out on that. That's what I did. And so I was able to first grow to six figures and then hit multiple six figures. And honestly, sometimes I can't believe the business that I have built. I honestly think back, like I said, to that girl in Brooklyn in that apartment, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Say, what did you do? So I'm just here to remind you in this short video that you can go from zero to $100,000. You just have to be strategic with your ideas and how you are specifically doing it. And you can do that with a small audience. You don't have to have a large audience. If you go onto my Instagram, which I do advise you to follow me there because I love being on Instagram stories and connecting in the DMs with you guys, I actually don't have a lot of followers on Instagram either. And when I say like a lot, I consider myself a micro influencer. And if I can do it, you can definitely do it too. I wanna cheer you on along this journey because I've gotten to a place that I never thought I would be, okay? Again, I'm gonna remind you of the things that I did that I would completely do again if I had to do it all over again. I would get visible. I would start building my audience, even if I don't know what my product is specifically, because that gives you practice. You're able to test and try different things and see what you actually like to do. Now, if you have your business already, you have to create content that actually positions you as the person in the industry that people want to work with. This way, if your YouTube video gets 100 views, at least three of those people might really be interested, or one of those people might be really interested in what you have to offer. I don't know if you ever heard the story about the guy that had like two views on his YouTube videos, and one of the viewers was Oprah. Okay, like you can find your dream client on YouTube without going viral and without having so many subscribers that you just can't even count. Like, yes, it's a goal, it's a vanity metric. It really, really, really matters if you know exactly what you want to do with your channel, who you want to serve with your channel, and how it can really help you in business to grow and attract the people that you desire to actually work with. Also, building your personal brand is key. Build your personal brand, get visible, get your name out there, shake hands and kiss babies. I'm kidding. Just get your name out there by being visible. And also just make sure that you understand how you're translating your subscribers into customers. And like I said, I shared in my guide exactly how you can do that. Anyway, I hope this video was helpful for you. I'm gonna place my personal branding video right here so that you can go ahead and tap into that too, because building a personal brand is one of the things that has helped me the most in my online business journey. I love you and I will talk to you soon. Make sure you subscribe and leave a comment down below letting me know, what are your goals for your online business this year?